obviously a very poor performance. You know, I think it starts at the top. I think we got out-coached. We got outplayed in every area. You know, we've got a lot of work to do. Fortunately, we have a mini bye here, 10, 11 days to evaluate, do things necessary for us to improve. And, you know, that's across the board. Any questions?
Are you contemplating a quarterback change?
Well, like I said, we need to make a lot of changes. We'll evaluate everything, and we've got a lot of work to do here before we line up against Minnesota Monday night. And we're going to look at everything.
John, I believe Mike has now 8 turnovers in the last 12 quarters. Why not make a change in the middle of this game tonight?
Well, I don't think all those were Mike's turnovers. You know, again, there's a lot of people out there that are involved. We had drop balls. We had penalties. There was plenty of stuff to pass around.
John, when the game is so obviously out of reach, what's the harm in getting Mitch some experience there down the stretch?
Well, I think, you know, again, Mitch is a young player. You know, he's 4 regular season games into his rookie season, his NFL career. Like I said, we have a big gap here. You know, we'll look at everything, you know, and everybody, you know, not just the quarterback position.
Why not tonight? Why not give him some experience there?
You know, again, I think if you watch the game, I don't think it was an ideal time to put him in. No, I mean, I think you know, none of this is intentional. You never want to see any player hurt, yours or theirs. None of these guys are out there trying to hurt each other. It is a physical game. I didn't see it that close. You know, and from what I've heard, he's hopefully going to be okay.
What was your view of the snap that went off Mike's leg? What was the explanation you got on the sideline?
It reminded me of one I had actually in a Super Bowl. The guy was coming up to change the play, and the ball came squirting back. So, you know, obviously, it wasn't planned that way.
John, what was your understanding of what went wrong on the first snap of the game and the strip sack fumble?
You know, again, it was from our side. They looked like they had pretty good pressure. They were in basically a dog one defense, and I couldn't tell exactly who knocked it loose, but, you know, obviously it wasn't really well protected. And we'll have to look at the tape, see the timing of it, and see if it could have got out.
You know, what do you think when you're down to 14-0 before you take your second offensive snap, what kind of a
Well, unfortunately, in a short season, we've already been there, you know, on the road. There's 2 on the road that I believe that one was -3. This one was -4 on the night. And, you know, I don't care who you play or not. That's not a formula for success.
So why do you think some of these games have snowballed? That one play kind of
compounds? You know, it's hard to say. They both happen to be road games. I'm sure there'll be a lot of similarities. I mean, you know, maybe the fact we didn't get to practice this week. You know, there's all kind of things. We'll look at it and evaluate it. There's no excuses or no explanations. But it wasn't good.
What did you guys do during the lightning delay? How
do
you try to keep everybody sharp?
Well, I mean, I looked at it as a blessing, to be honest with you, because, you know, things weren't going our way. We came back. We made some adjustments. Looked like it might have been a factor. And then I think that was when we missed our field goal. So, you know, we just don't have that much margin for error, and we got to play way better than we did tonight.
John, if Mitch isn't ready to come into a game like this, why has he been active as the backup?
In case of injury, we have 7 offensive linemen every week, too, so there's 2 backups. But that's just the way football works.
And in the next week to 10 days, what will go into your discussions and your decision-making process in determining who your starting quarterback will be?
Well, I mean, I think we evaluate every day. You know, so it's not going to be a new novelty. It's just that obviously we have to fix some things on our football team. You know, right now we're 1-3 to start the season. So not just the quarterback. Everybody just wants to talk about the quarterback. We got more issues than quarterback.
Anybody else? Thank you.
All right, thank you.